What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. Don't panic. Here's what the Fed's recent rate hikes really mean for you and HECM lending. It takes a village. Senior communities are gaining popularity. HECMs, a realistic solution, says a recent Harvard report, and HECM counselors must meet new standards. You're listening to episode 444 for Monday, December 19th. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Can you believe it? Only 6 days until Christmas, and hopefully you're not panicked when I say that. And speaking of panic, there's no reason to when it comes to the Federal Reserve's recent rate hike. Last week, the Federal Reserve made the choice to raise their benchmark short-term interest rate for the second time in the last 10 years. It's been a question not of if, but when for both the public and investors and industry experts. And they raised the target rate for federal funds from 0.50% to 0.75%, an increase of 0.25%. Now, here's the good news. Mortgage interest rates tend to be based on long-term bond rates, such as the 10-year U.S. Treasury. And while there have been moderate adjustments, there have been no drastic change on the interest rate benchmark which determines HECM lending rates, and that is the 10-year LIBOR swap rate. There is not a cause and effect relationship between the Federal Reserve's actions and the movement in the LIBOR rates, said Bankrate.com. Now, when it comes to HELOCs, or home equity lines of credit, they will see an impact, but the interest rate increase is so small. For those with a balance of $25,000 on their HELOC, they would only see probably a $5 monthly payment increase. However, looking into 2017, we should anticipate further rate increases as the Fed seeks to bring us in for a soft landing when it comes to quantitative easing and also increasing interest rates to a more realistic level. It takes a village when it comes to senior community living in this decade. Aging in place is preferred by many Americans. However, it is not always the most cost-effective or realistic way for them to live later in life. Many people do want to stay in their same home and neighborhoods. However, that option is not always realistic due to limited finances. Surprisingly, community models have been around for a couple hundred years, and the number of seniors who are seeking those types of community services is increasing as their family members and friends' availability are shrinking. This according to a recent report by the American Institutes for Research entitled Community-Based Models for Aging in Place. Co-housing is one type of planned community, and it began in Europe in the 1970s. With the co-housing model, you have private homes, but also shared spaces for meals, recreation, and socializing. Now, the co-housing models are generally owned by the individuals that live in the homes. In our country, we have 172 co-housing communities presently, and 127 more are under development in the coming year. The second model is the village model. It exists in neighborhoods and also in larger areas where people are all hoping to age in place. Have you ever been to Florida? Now, villages are membership-driven many times and grassroots organizations run by volunteers and paid staff. And the paid staff, how do they afford them? They have membership dues. It could be as low as $1,200 per year to be a member of a village, but that is much less as compared to assisted living, which can be up to $5,000 per month. The last model is the livable communities model, and that has been established in the past by the WHO, or World Health Organization. The brief says communities seeking to become livable have extensive guidance on how many infrastructure characteristics and improved services recommended to fully enable livability. If you're looking for a good name to elicit credibility, you could have none better than Harvard. And a recent study says that reverse mortgages are, in fact, a realistic solution. The influx of baby boomers entering retirement and also the number of older homeowners will soar in the future, says the report. Many will prefer to age in place, but challenges may prevent them from doing so. And here is where a reverse mortgage can be a financially realistic option to help older homeowners alleviate cost burdens and comfortably age in place, according to the recent report. The Harvard study expects to see a massive increase of older individuals with low incomes and high housing costs. A very serious combination. But reverse mortgages, if used strategically, could provide another solution to help those homeowners face their cost burdens. For those homeowners with mortgages they cannot afford, but who will still have substantial home equity, reverse mortgages may make it more financially feasible to age in place, according to the Harvard study. Now, by tapping into home equity, there could be a welcome solution to meet those financial hardships, but the number of those who are using a HECM is still fairly low. There are a fair number of older adults who have the financial resources to keep up in retirement, but there are more adults with moderate to low funds, said Jen Malinsky, senior research associate at the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies and also the lead author of the report. Looking ahead, the researchers do note the importance of planning ahead. And that form of assistance would be to place educational emphasis, aiming at teaching adults in pre-retirement years to avoid cost burdens in their retirement by prioritizing the reduction of mortgage debt or raising awareness of the application of the reverse mortgage in modern-day retirement planning. And in our last story, HECM counselors must meet new standards in the future. HUD will be requiring that housing counselors participating in HUD programs obtain certification to offer counseling services to the consumer. That was part of a rule which was issued by the agency last week. To be certified, they must pass a standardized written examination to work for a HUD-approved counseling agency. Now, part of that certification process is that they must demonstrate competency in several areas of housing counseling, and these include financial management, property maintenance, responsibilities of home ownership and tenancy, fair housing laws and requirements, housing affordability, avoidance of and responses to rental and mortgage delinquencies, and avoidance of eviction and mortgage default. Now here's the catch, and it'll buy them some more time. HUD's final rule will become effective following the actual release of the certification examination. That has not happened yet, but is anticipated to be published in the spring of 2017. The counselors themselves have some skin in the game as they will be required to pay for their own examination. HUD anticipates that the examination cost will be $100 for online testing, and for on-site location testing, it would be $140 per examinee. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMWorld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.